Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Back in on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and joining me now is the man, the myth, the living legend, the associate executive director of the AutoZone Liberty. Well, that would be Harold Grader on X at Harold Grader. Harold, it was a fun weekend. I got to see you over the weekend.
Gabe,
it was great.
Kuhn, wasn't Saturday something? And I'm not just saying that because the Tigers won, because I have friends, obviously, on both sides of that matchup. It was just a great day of college football. I wish we had more of those for the Tigers in Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium. Maybe that will happen. But just a fun, fun day. And what a game.
Yeah.
What a game. Unbelievable.
I've said it already on the show, but it just felt like a tremendous celebration for the city of Memphis with the flyover, the you know, ode to Fred Smith. And then ultimately how the game went, the fans getting involved, it just felt like a celebration Saturday. I mean, that was what really struck me about what that whole thing looked like from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. while we were there in Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium.
Probably hasn't been that vibe since the SMU game, way back when game day was here.
Right.
It had that feel, that energy. And that's what happens when you have a full house or a nearly full house is that energy and anticipation. Because let me tell you, both teams going in knew it was a big one.
Yes.
For different reasons. We all know, and I'm sure we're going to talk about the Sam Pittman situation.
Sure.
But for the Tigers, these opportunities to play an SEC team, a Power Four team, those opportunities are few and far between. So far, under Ryan Silverfield, the Tigers have taken advantage of that. We go back to last year, Florida State. The one big opportunity outside of the conference was Arkansas. And it had that feel to it from the time you pulled up till throughout the game. It just had that energy, that feel. And it was just, again, from a college football fan perspective, and that's the way I look at it, just a special, special day. And happy for the Tigers.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, just seeing what all it took for the Tigers to win that ball game. Cortez Bram before the half. Now, we could talk about if that was a push-off or not, but I don't really need. Actually, we don't need to talk about that. It probably was. But you know what? I also said this earlier. For Tiger fans that are hearing that from Arkansas fans and getting defensive, own that type of stuff, because we have now seen on multiple occasions, dating back to Mississippi State at home with the punt return and two number fours on the field, and just accept it as part of Liberty Bowl voodoo. Own that. Own that, because it is true for Power Conference teams. Yeah. Something happens. There's something strange about coming to Memphis and playing in the Liberty Bowl where you're just going to have some different things happen to you that are out of your control.
I'll say this about some of the calls. I watched the first half from the field, and often watching the game from the field is the worst place to watch, right?
Yes.
Because the view really isn't all that great.
I see you on the field just about every game, and I say, I'm going to –
That's kind of my routine. I try to watch the first half.
I'm heading up there.
And then I start moving around seeing folks. But there were calls, obvious calls, that went both ways on Saturday. Missed calls that affected Arkansas, missed calls that affected the Tigers.
Yep.
It evened out, but obviously the what I thought
right.
was a push-off on the Tiger receiver didn't get called, touchdown. I mean, those things that
and honestly,
those happen. And unfortunately, there were a lot of those, which is a whole different
right.
topic about the quality of the officiating. But there were calls that impacted both teams. They had a lot to bellyache about at times. It is what it is.
Yes, but in the end of the day, I think that's even too much of an explanation. I think the easier explanation is the Liberty Bowl voodoo. I think that's what that is.
Well, I will say this to that point, Gabe. My recollection of the Memphis-Tennessee game, Chris Powers catching
yes.
the winning touchdown. If I'm not mistaken, it was in the corner of the end zone at that end of the field.
Hey.
I think that's right. That's the north end.
Yes. Yes.
I think that happened down there. That's just
okay.
one example that
just
comes
saying.
To mind to address your issue of
yeah.
the voodoo or the whatever.
Listen, you don't go.
Things are going to happen at that end of the field.
They're 6-0 in their last six tries against Power Conference opponents on that field. There's something to that. You don't come in and get it easy. Okay, that's just how it is. But also, I brought up Cortez Bram. You had, Cruz Law. Did anybody know his name before this game? He had a sack at the end of the game there to stop Arkansas, make them punt before Sutton Smith's touchdown. Sutton Smith's touchdown in general,
yeah.
from 64 yards out. You just look at that entire offensive line. I mean, I know I'm an offensive line guy, but kudos to them.
Yes.
Unbelievable
yes.
day at the office.
Yes.
7 yards a carry, 290 yards on the ground against an SEC opponent that I think most people going into this week doubted that they would be able to do that.
Right.
And they exceeded expectations. Then you have, at the very end of that game, Chris Bracey poke the ball out in a situation where Arkansas had the game won.
Yeah.
Had the game won inside their red zone, and they get the fumble, punch it out. Then you still need a little bit extra, and
yes.
who puts the finishing touches on? Arrington Maiden carries a 389-pound D-tackle for 7 yards and a first down. That's what really struck me about this whole game. Everyone showed up.
I agree. And for a team like the Tigers, I think it takes that kind of effort to win a game like that. Nothing's going to come easy, and they don't quit. They keep fighting to the end of the game. When Memphis got the turnover, I'm looking at the clock trying to do the math.
Yes.
Arkansas still had three timeouts
yep.
left, and I was like, okay, what do you do? You can't go to the ground immediately. You can't take the
yep.
knee immediately because they're gonna call timeout. But it was that play that got once they got that first down, ball game. Right?
Yes, yes.
Because right before that happened, though, was that third or fourth down? I think it was still
third down.
It was still third down.
Third and six, if I'm not mistaken.
And it's like, okay, if you don't get the first down here, what are you doing on fourth?
You punt.
Because still, I think the clock was not working in their favor of being able to run out the clock.
Yes.
But you get the first down, ball game, and that's when the celebration started. And, I'm glad the Tiger administration was self-aware enough, if that's the right phrase, the right word to use there, to let the celebration happen.
Yeah.
Don't fight it. Let them come.
Yeah.
Have that memory. Have that video.
Sure.
Now, there were some kids that jumped out early, and I was afraid Memphis was going to get flagged for that. But let them come. Let them come.
Yeah, it wasn't much of a field rush, though.
I need to send my message,
and maybe I'm soapboxing a little bit here. 6-0 against Power Conference teams at home since 2014. That's not a ranked one. I think, like, the field rush at this point, we should act like we've been there, done that. So if you get, like, a top 15 matchup, top 20 matchup, and you beat them at home, go ahead and rush. But I also can hear this case. This doesn't happen very often anymore.
No.
No one wants to, no power conference team in their right mind, quite frankly, wants to do a home and home of sorts and play in Memphis. So I guess if you get the opportunity and you win, go ahead and rush because you're never going to get another shot.
Absolutely.
For another 5 years.
Yeah. It was, as you said, it was a celebration. The quote unquote field rush, let it happen. Nobody went for the goalposts. So
right.
It wasn't like crazy.
Yeah.
Like we've never done this before, but let the celebration happen. Enjoy the moment. I thought it was great.
Yep. All right.
The other side, though.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up.
The other side, Gabe, you know.
What do you do with that?
Look, I put everything on the table. You know, as I put on social over the weekend, at this stage of my life, my career, it's about the relationships and the friendships. And after 40 years of this, 15 in television, 25 plus with the bowl game. For me, you know, I root for my friends. And
right.
Sam Pittman, his wife Jamie, they're friends. And I hate to see what he's going through as the head coach. And it is a firestorm over there in the entire state of Arkansas. But again, I know it goes with the territory. He's getting paid a lot of money
right.
for it to happen 2 weeks in a row. His team is in position to win the game. Win the game! And his guys can't finish the deal. I feel for Sam, but I will say this. Taking a step back, looking at that Arkansas team, we know they have a lot of firepower on the offensive side.
Yep.
We knew that going in. Talon, number four, Washington on the offensive side. To me, the issue is that Arkansas defense.
Yeah, very, very clearly.
No doubt about that. They have major issues, and the schedule isn't going to get any easier. Starting with this week, they're home, but the opponent is Notre Dame, who may not be the best version of Notre Dame
sure.
we've seen in the last 2, 3, 4 years or so. But they're still coming in there with the golden helmet, and it's going to be a big one.
I mean, it's got to be brutal if you're Talon Green or anybody on that offense realizing I cannot make mistakes. I don't have the chance to make mistakes because I looked at Arkansas's defense, and I'm not sure just looking at their secondary, looking at their
yeah.
linebackers, their front seven in general, I'm not sure they do anything particularly well.
And Gabe, we saw that on Sutton's big long touchdown
yeah.
run. Once he got past the line of scrimmage, I think there was one guy.
Yes.
And once he got by him.
They blitzed. Now, blitzed on that. And the left tackle took care of it. There was an extra man there
yeah.
on the end. And you know what? It was Xavier Sorry, right? And missed tackle.
Yeah.
Sutton's gone. You
yeah.
only have one extra guy there, and he missed the tackle. You can't miss that tackle.
But a great showcase for Sutton Smith.
Yes.
And this is the Sutton Smith that we knew was there. We missed him last year with the injury. But if – not that there was any doubt.
Right.
But if there was just one speck of doubt, he back.
There's been
and
some
he's
doubt.
Impressive.
There's obviously been some doubt because you've been hearing how much he's going to break through for 2 years.
Yeah.
And you have a really good back in front of him in Blake Watson a couple of years ago. Then you have the injury last year,
yeah.
and you're just not able to see it. Now that he's fully healthy, it's there. And I thought about this, just sort of watching him run that ball in from 64 yards out on Saturday. He kind of gives me some Daryl Henderson Jr. vibes.
Yeah,
he can
see that.
He's a better pass catcher. But like the sort of short, hard to bring down, clearly muscle bound, and once he gets into the open field,
yeah.
it's over for
this
you.
Is the Sutton Smith of 2023.
Yeah.
And we're glad he's back.
Well, honestly, he's a bigger role.
Yep.
Bigger role.
Oh, absolutely.
So more production.
He's the man.
Yes.
No doubt.
100%. All right, now, I saw this stat. And cart before the horse, now that I'm in radio, back when I was playing, I would tell everyone to shut up and never tell me this. But the G6 college football playoff spot, we have percentages for Memphis here. Memphis has, according to ESPN's FPI, a 35.7% chance to make the playoff. That is the highest in the group of six after this weekend. How do we feel about this team? I mean, you look at the rest of the schedule, and if you can handle this game against Arkansas, you feel like you can handle most games left on your schedule. Now, you're going to have South Florida. You're going to have Navy.
Yep.
You're going to have Tulane, but they're all at home. But this is how it goes the next two or three games for that South Florida game. At FAU versus Tulsa at UAB. How do we feel about the rest of the schedule and the chances for this Tigers team to do something special?
Not to overreact, but it's all there for the taking. And I said this to Ed Scott after the game. The Tigers athletic director. Now, take care of business. Don't get out over your skis. It is all there. Win the conference championship, and if they win the conference championship, they're in the playoff. I think it's as simple as that. But you can't get too far down the road, and I hate to say, trite comments like take them one at a time, but take them one at a time. Stay focused. Stay focused.
Yep.
Don't let the win get you off your game as far as, okay, we're on to the next one. And this week it's at Florida Atlantic down in Boca. Night game, as I recall seeing earlier today. And just take care of your business, because if they do, as they did on Saturday against Arkansas, it's there.
Yep.
That opportunity is there. And it was great to be in that 11 o'clock Central, noon Eastern time slot on Saturday on ABC with the number one crew.
Yep.
And a lot of people had an opportunity to see the Tigers. Now, by the time the end of the game and all of that excitement happened, folks are getting ready for the next one. But
sure,
a lot of eyes were on that telecast.
And it was a hell of a game.
Yeah.
A lot of people. I want to see the final ratings. Yeah. They've been
published. Those will be out
probably today at some point.
Yeah. I haven't seen them today. If not, come out this afternoon, they'll be out tomorrow.
I really want
to
see that number, because I imagine the peak at least would be pretty high.
Right.
Because the end of that game, I'm sure a lot of people tuned in.
Absolutely.
With Arkansas on upset but alert there.
To the question and your point, Gabe, the opportunity is there.
Yep. It absolutely is.
When you have a special season, things like what happened Saturday happen.
Yes, that is true.
I'm just saying. And you look at a lot of schools, things like that. Arkansas. No,
yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah, Arkansas, Tennessee. This is going back to Tennessee's national championship year. What happened in that game? You Tennessee fans are going to remember this. Tennessee's on the verge of losing. Arkansas, it's all there. Clint Sterner fumbles the ball, Tennessee wins that game, and they end up winning the national championship.
Yes, you need a little luck every once in a while.
Things like that happen when you're going to have a special season.
Yes.
And we may have seen the start of something special Saturday. Because let's face it, the first three mundane non-conference against lesser opponents, they did what they had to do. Especially the last two, went on the road, won, yada, yada. Now, we'll see. And if big things happen, we'll all look back at the punch out of the ball and the recovery.
Yeah, and can I point something out here? 2019, probably the best year in Memphis football history. Do you remember what sort of seemingly lucky thing happened that year for them to get over the top? Tulsa misses
The field goal.
A field goal from within 30 yards.
Yes, at Tulsa.
At Tulsa.
Yes, I do remember that.
The complexion of that season
changes
completely if he does what he's supposed to do and just knocked that right through. And he was in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
Yeah, so things happen.
Yes,
things happen.
So just saying.
Yes.
Just saying.
Now, the American Conference in general, and this is probably why you say as long as they win conference – they'll probably get through and be the representative in the college football playoff, whoever wins the American.
Yeah.
Because the American's been impressive.
Yes.
Through 4 weeks, they have six Power Four wins. I mean, did we set the expectations too low for what this conference could be this season. Because I look at Rice, they're improved. I look at Temple, they're improved. I look at Tulane and USF, they're right there. There's a lot of very solid teams in the American Conference.
Agree with everything you just said. Did we underestimate the overall conference power?
Right.
Probably so. Can't point to any particular reason other than, you know, when the home school has one leg in, one leg out,
yes,
and the local thought process is we really don't want to be here, maybe you do not give them the credit they deserve. But they're doing it on the field. And kudos to those that are getting it done. And that's, at the end of the day, that's all that matters. Did you win?
Yep.
And they're getting it done. And I don't think at this point there is no debate over which conference is the best of the group of five. And that's the American. So for the Tigers, just go out, take care of your business, and there are some great opportunities down the road. But we know, again, bringing this back home to the Tigers, we know challenge number one, goal number one is winning the conference championship.
Yep. Yep.
That is a business that has not been taken care of up to this point. That is mission number one. And you take care of that, other doors and other opportunities are likely to open.
All right, now let's go around the rest of college football at this point. We'll start with Clemson. They lose to Syracuse at home 34-21.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know if you've heard me say this, but I just find it ironic looking at the Clemson experience the last 5-6 years. For the last five, previous to this season, I think everybody, you know, was calling for the Dabo in to come, right? We were writing the Clemson obituary. They're never going to get back to a national title. Trevor Lawrence and Deshaun Watson ain't walking through that door. He's not recruiting the same talent. But what did they do in that time? 10, winning 10,
yeah.
11 games, won the ACC more times than once. So everybody calling for the death of Clemson football never came. This year, everyone flips their thought process.
Yes.
And everyone says, oh, this team, they're headed for a national title. Kate Klubnik's coming back. Just about everybody's returning. They're at the top of returning production in the ACC this year. It's all going to go great. And here they are at 1-3. And they look horrible. And Kate Klubnik, I don't know what's going on with him. I don't know if the offensive line's just terrible, if they don't have the running game that they expect, even though they did have a 100-yard rusher on Saturday. But he just looks out of sorts. And this was a guy who was supposed to be a first-round pick. I think that's just about off the table at this point.
Yeah.
But how unbelievable is this, considering how we were talking about Clemson heading into the year?
Well, it's Dabo's worst start of his entire career. And that in itself is a note to put a big red circle around.
Yes.
Okay, so what's happening here? You always go to the quarterback, good or bad. He seems unsettled, I think is maybe one way to put it. You know, he had some pretty good numbers, but he seemed to struggle at times with his accuracy, with finding the open receiver. So why is that? You know, this guy is a Heisman candidate going into the year. As you said, you know, it was Klubnik going to take this team to the national championship or be in the hunt for it. So what's happening there? You know, they had some penalties early on in the first half, a couple of roughing the quarterback, an unnecessary roughness call. Those kinds of things say or make you ask the question, what's going on with not just the quarterback, but with the entire football team?
Yes.
That little bit of disjointedness.
Yes.
Maybe lack of focus. So what's going on within this football program? I think, if I'm not mistaken, this is open week for them, coming at a good time. They just got to figure it out. Their next one is at North Carolina, and they are
nothing. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Thing to write home about. Obviously, they grab a lot of headlines with the new coach, but yeah. North Carolina is nothing to think, oh boy.
Syracuse, you know, I didn't think was either.
Right? This is one that Clemson cannot lose this one.
Right.
I cannot lose this one.
Well,
but they've got
a
lot of things to clean up. You got to get your quarterback back aligned and playing with confidence and just clean up all this other stuff.
Yeah. And I'll just give you the take. They're not making the playoff. You already lost three games.
Yeah.
It's gone for you. In my humble opinion.
I agree with that.
In the ACC and you have three losses, no. SEC teams with three losses couldn't get in last year.
Right.
Two losses seems to be about the limit unless you get a three-loss team that has some good wins in the Big Ten or the SEC. If you're in the ACC or the Big 12 or anything lower and you have three losses – your college football playoff hopes are gone. Don't even think about it anymore. That's my take. And I wonder how much that affects a team like Clemson that has consistently been there in that conversation. Do you still play hard? How can Dabo find a way to still rile them up to play each game every week?
Those are all very fair points, Gabe. And again, in this environment with the NIL and all of that stuff, I think it's easy to ask those questions.
Yep.
You know, what's the motivation?
Yep, no doubt. All right,
I think
now,
just to show up and play hard.
Yep. Now, at the AutoZone Liberty Bowl,
you guys
have some conference alignments,
yes,
right?
We do.
You have the SEC and you have the Big 12. And in the Big 12 this week, there was a massive game. Number 17 visits number 16. Texas Tech visits Utah. And I will be the first to say, I picked Utah to win this ball game, but Texas Tech... 34-10. This is if you're anti NIL, anti transfer portal, this was not a good outcome for you because I think it proves a lot about what you can get done in just a calendar year if you have the money to do so. Cody Campbell, of course, forking over a lot of money, putting together a really good system for Texas Tech. I mean, the amount of money that is spent there is still relatively unknown. But I think upwards about $30 million is what it was estimated they spent on that football roster. So I think a good showing for Texas Tech.
A pretty good showing on the road. And let me tell you, that's a tough place to play. It is
Utah.
Loud. And, Tech went in there, took care of their, they didn't just take care of business. I mean, 34-10.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a whooping. I go to... the coach.
And with a backup quarterback, I need to mention that.
Yes, I was going to get to
sorry.
That. Yeah, it's okay. But for me, it starts with the bigger picture, the coach, Joey McGuire, the energy that he has brought to that program, and they're investing in that program. You know, Joey is a former Texas high school coach, had great success in the state of Texas. And if you know anything about recruiting in the state of Texas, I know a little bit, being a native of that state. The relationships at the high school level, having the college coach, having relationship and whoever's recruiting in that state, having those high school relationships are the be-all, end-all.
Yep.
And he has a great network of relationships throughout that state. They're doing a really good job of recruiting in-state. And so, for me, it starts with Joey McGuire. And he's got this team believing in what they do. And we've seen this. They've been building it. You know, we had them here, and you could see, okay, something special is going to happen here with Joey and this program. And to bring it back to this specific game, yes, Tech playing with their backup quarterback, Will Hammond, came into the third quarter, I think, is when the switch was made. I think there was an injury involved there. It wasn't lack of performance. There was an
Baron
injury.
Morton got hurt.
But Will Hammond comes in as the backup, throws for over 150 yards, 160 yards, couple of touchdowns, ran for another 60. They didn't miss a beat.
No.
They didn't miss a beat against a really good Utah team. And, again, to do it on the road, something special is happening there.
They have a lot of talented ball players.
Is Tech the best college team in the state of Texas? Are they better in Texas? Better than A&M?
We'll see, I guess,
right
by the
now,
end of the year.
You might want to say yes. Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah.
Tech is off this week. Then they play at Houston. You know, just a few weeks ago, maybe week one, week two, when you're looking at the Big 12, there was no clear dominant team, no clear favorite. You know, who was going to kind of break out of the pack? Now, I know it's still early. It's still early. But right now, I think you would say Texas Tech, Iowa State are two to keep an eye on for now. I think it's going to be an interesting race in the Big 12. Our friend Kenny Dillingham, they got a nice win.
Yep, over Baylor.
Over Baylor on the road in Waco. Again, as we all know, as coaches say, you know, winning in college football is not easy. Winning on the road is exponentially more difficult. And for Tech to go into Salt Lake City, for Arizona State to go into Waco, those are pretty sweet wins.
All right,
pretty impressive. But Texas Tech, guns up.
Yeah,
and we'll keep an eye on the Red Raiders. They very likely
you're going to see more tortillas thrown.
Yep.
This year,
you know, team to beat, I think, right now in the Big 12.
Yes, I would say the absolute favorite based on what I've seen to win the Big 12. But we will see by the end of the year. Now, final thing, and we'll be quick with this one. We've talked about Florida enough, but we've said it, Billy Napier, we expect him to be fired here in the next couple of weeks. You said before November, so just keep, for listeners out there, keep that in mind. But here's the other thing that's going on now. DJ Lagway comes off a game where he throws five interceptions, goes into this Miami game, and I saw a guy, and I know Miami's defense is good, right? So keep that in mind. But I seem to see a guy who's lost some confidence. 12 for 23, 61 yards.
Yeah.
He didn't want to take chances with the football. He looked very uncomfortable. And I get it after a five-interception performance. But the DJ Lagway experience is not going according to plan.
Not going well. There were four sacks in that game against Florida. Interesting quote from Lagway after the game. Quote, "It's time to get serious, and it starts with me." So he's owning it. As
sure.
the leader of that team, he's owning it. Is that enough? I don't know. You know, he missed spring ball.
And missed a lot of fall
and
camp.
And then missed some. He was limited in the fall, too. He's had some various injuries that has inhibited his work. Are we seeing the results of that?
I think so.
Possibly. You know, just those out-of-season repetitions, you know, working with your guys, a lot to be said about that. But it's ugly. Now, last week I projected, and I think the words I used was, if they got thrashed, there might be a coaching change at Florida. Since then, I've checked in with some folks.
Okay.
Threw that out there because I thought, you know, if they got just hammered against Miami,
yeah,
that on the open week, they might make a change. Checked in with some folks.
Some sources.
Some other folks that are more tuned in to that whole situation, and the answer came back, probably not a change during the season.
Okay.
Why? According to these folks, not a real good alternative on staff to have an interim.
Okay.
Fill out the season. So do you just suck it up, get through the year, and what happens, happens, and then if you're going to make a change at the end of the year. But I thought that was an interesting – I had not thought about that, but that's some of what I was hearing.
I think that's – I will say, I think for fans and people plugged into a program who supported the coach or whatever it may be,
yeah,
I think they all kind of say that. You don't want to fire anybody in the season, but if he – I don't know, at home in SEC play, loses 56 to nothing.
Right.
You know, like your hands are tied at that point as an athletic director. You can't really get much worse than that. And I hate to say it, I think we're headed that direction, and we're headed that direction fast.
Yeah, you know, we've been having this conversation about Billy the last couple of years. We thought he had gotten over that hump last season, but here we are right back.
Yep.
Billy's coaching for his job every single week.
Yes.
And he's a great guy. I hate to see it for him.
Yeah.
That's the reality.
For sure. But Harold, great stuff.
Gabe,
phenomenal.
A couple of things. The next Touchdown Club meeting isn't until October 6th.
Yep.
It'll be at the Hilton Garden Hotel out in Germantown. Ryan Silverfield, the toast of the city.
Yes.
Will be the guest speaker.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
And he'll be on this show every Thursday before then.
Indeed, exactly. And want to wish our friend Fred Jones and the Southern Heritage Classic great success this Saturday. Go out to that game. If you're fans of either of those schools, or you're an HBCU fan, or you're a Fred Jones fan, and everything that he and the Classic have done for this city, that game is coming up Saturday at Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium. We wish our friend Fred Jones the best and hope they have a great crowd, great game. Go out and support.
Well said. Well said. But he is Harold Grader at Harold Grader on X, Associate Executive Director of the AutoZone Liberty Bowl. And on that note, it is time to go ahead and blitz. We have Auburn's Bruce Pearl stepping down as their head basketball coach and handing it to his son, Steven. And also, Houston Rockets. We expect big things from them in the NBA season, but they're already down one of their more important players. We'll talk about all that next. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.